One of them said to me, are you even allowed to brush your teeth? Damn right, I can't be coming around with stinking breath around you.
It's the holy month of Ramadan.
Muslims will be abstaining from food and drink
from sunrise to sunset.
But the month comes with a lot of questions from a lot of people.
Today's actually been quite special. One guy even said, not even tea. We can't even have a cup of tea together. Well, that's just how it is.
No, not even water. I'm sorry, guys. No Nando's, no McDonald's, not even £1 chicken and chips.
The truth is that, well, a lot of Muslims actually gain more weight, to be honest.
If it was a diet, it'd be a very extreme diet. Let's just fast for 30 days.
I'm already skinny as it is, and Ramadan doesn't change anything. I'm just withering away, just withering slowly.
Yesterday, I went to work and one of my colleagues stated, why are you not fasting? I just didn't know what to reply back, so I just carried on drinking water.
But for women, obviously, they can't fast when they're on their periods. Pregnancy, they can't fast. If you're ill, you can't fast. If you're on certain medication, so say like you're on a course of antibiotics, you can't fast.
28 to 30 days, but yeah, whole month of fasting.
We will break our fast after sunset and start again before sunrise.
There's the mindset behind it. You need to have the willpower, and I do.
Ramadan's a special month. It's about spirituality. It's about becoming connected with God.
For example, charity, helping people out, and that's part of Ramadan.
Thinking about the less fortunate that are out there that can't have the same opportunities that we've got. So you're reflecting on people that don't have anything, so to speak. And it's also a good opportunity because all the family come together.
Ramadan Mubarak! Enjoy your iftar.
That's right.